everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Recently, it was Father's Day here in the United States. Because the Mormon Channel reaches such a global audience, we didn't do a specific episode about fathers on that day, but we'd like to do one today and celebrate the role of fathers. Fathers play such a crucial role in the family and in society. I was reading a stat the other day on a website that's called dadsworld.com, but it's from the U.S. Department of Health, and this is what it says. Children with involved fathers are more confident, better able to deal with frustration, better able to gain independence and their own identity, more likely to mature into compassionate adults, more likely to have high self-esteem, more sociable, more secure as infants, less likely to show signs of depression, less likely to commit suicide, more empathetic. Boys have been shown to be less aggressive, and adolescent girls are less likely to engage in sex. That is quite a list. Confidence, identity, compassion, self-esteem, sociality, less depression, all of those things are the result of having a father that's involved. There's a story I'd like to share with you today, and this is from Elder F. Melvin Hammond, who was the 19th general president of the Young Men's Organization of the Church. And it's a story that he tells about his son when they went camping when his son was younger. And it's from a talk given in General Conference, October 2002, entitled, Dad, Are You Awake? Here's the story in his own words.
Many years ago, I took our only son on his first camping fishing trip. He was just a boy. The canyon was steep and the descent was difficult. But the fishing was good. Every time I hooked a fish, I would give the pole to the eager boy, and with shouts of joy, he would reel in a beautiful trout. In the shadows and coolness of the late afternoon, we began our climb back up to the rim high above us. He scrambled rapidly up the mountain ahead of me with a challenging, "Come on, Dad, I'll bet I can beat you to the top." The challenge was heard, but wisely ignored. His small frame seemed literally to fly over, under, and around every obstacle. And when every step that I took seemed ridiculously like my last, he had reached the top and stood cheering me on. After supper, we knelt in prayer. His small voice rose sweetly heavenward in benediction to our day. Then we climbed into our large double sleeping bag, and after a bit of pushing and pulling, I felt his little body snuggle and settle tightly against mine for warmth and security against the night. As I looked at my son beside me, suddenly I felt a surge of love pass through my body with such force that it pushed tears to my eyes. And at that precise moment, he put his little arms around me and said, "Dad?" "Yes, son." "Are you awake?" "Yes, my son, I am awake." "Dad, I love you a million trillion times." And immediately he was asleep. But I was awake far into the night, expressing my great thanks for such wonderful blessings clothed with a little boy's body. Now my son is a man with a son of his own. Once in a while, the three of us go fishing. I look at my little red-headed grandson beside his father, and I see in my mind's eye the image of that wonderful moment long ago. The question so innocently asked, "Dad, are you awake?" still rings in my heart. To every father, I pose the same penetrating question. "Dad, are you awake? Do your sons ever wonder if you're asleep when it comes to the things that are most important to them.
Isn't that a sweet story? It kind of makes you realize what's really important as you think about the relationship between a father and a child. I think sometimes we get so busy in our lives of our careers or just taking care of the kids and running around and going to the store and all of those things that we have to do, that sometimes we can forget how precious these little ones are to us as parents or role models or aunts and uncles. We all have children that surround us that look to us to be examples, but particularly as the role of a father. Yours is a special and sacred role, divinely appointed by God. There's a Mormon message that came out a little while ago called Earthly Father, Heavenly Father. And if you haven't seen that, check it out on our website or on our YouTube channel. It's a darling one to watch, and it emphasizes this special role that fathers have with their children. Before we close, we want to get you excited about a special guest we're bringing on the air tomorrow. Her name is Miss Corey Kanzenberg. Corey is the curator of the National Scouting Museum in Texas, but she's joining us tomorrow to talk about the Norman Rockwell exhibit that's coming to the Church History Museum. What do Scouts and Norman Rockwell have to do with each other? You'll have to join us tomorrow to find out the answer. So be sure to tune in to tomorrow's episode of Mormon Channel Daily. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day that we'd like to leave you with today is Come Thou Fount, featuring Jenny Oakes Baker. Thanks again for being with us. We look forward to being back with you tomorrow.